All right, welcome. My name is Divine. This is episode 393 of the Divine Intervention Life Lessons podcast. In today's podcast, we're going to be addressing the topic I've titled Rest. And I'm going to discuss rest from a few different domains as it relates with scripture. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this time in your presence. We thank you for the opportunity to come and learn your word. Lord, in any way we have sinned or erred, we pray that you cleanse us of all our sins. Thank you for your many blessings towards us. Thank you for your provision. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your kindness. Thank you for life. Thank you for your son Jesus that died for us on the cross. As we study your word today, may you come and teach us by your Holy Spirit. May your word come with power and authority. May your word transform our lives. And may we bring forth great fruit from your word. Great fruit. This we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. So today, again, like I said, we're going to be discussing the topic titled Rest. And my anchor scripture is going to be taken from the book of Genesis chapter 2, verses 1 to 3. Genesis chapter 2, verses 1 to 3. I'm going to read from the New Living Translation. It says, "So the creation of the heavens and the earth and everything in them was completed. On the seventh day, God had finished his work of creation. So he rested from all his work. And God blessed the seventh day and declared it holy, because it was the day when he rested from all his work of creation." May the Lord bless the reading of his word in our hearts, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Right? So look at this. God created in 6 days, and then on the seventh day, he rested. On the seventh day, he rested. Right? Guys, this, you know, it shows us an important lesson, and I'm going to discuss this in a few different domains, right? So the thing is, it is very important to recharge. It is very important to recharge. Rest is very, very helpful. You know, and rest is just really taking time and, you know, not working, right? Like, you literally just relax, right? You can rest, you know, sleeping. You can rest from certain things like devices, technology, just to give your brain some resetting time. Right? There is a need to recharge. God created human beings to work, but he also created us, you know, to rest, right? There's time for work and there's time for rest, right? The thing is, there is a time for everything under the sun. And this is something we all need to realize, especially as medical professionals, right? To be honest with you, I used to ignore this whole concept of rest. You know, I was just like, hey, Divine, you're trying to become a physician here. Let's just keep gunslinging. But I noticed that my body was almost like beginning to break down from this lack of rest. And to be honest with you, I still have a long way to go with regards to rest, right? But the thing is, you'll notice actually that when you don't rest, you'll begin to not fulfill the responsibilities that the Lord has called you for, right? I used to ignore this whole thing of rest, but I noticed that, wait, unrested divine is not able to fulfill what the Lord has called me to do, right? There are many things that the Lord has called me to do, but I cannot do those things if I am burnt to a crisp, right? So the thing is, if you're not rested, you can't do the work. You need fuel for the job, right? There's a time for everything under the sun. And notice there's this dichotomy, right? Like in the book of Ecclesiastes, a time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant, a time to harvest. There's a time for everything. Right? The Bible is not time to work every time. No, there has to be a time to work and there's a time to rest. I'm not saying that that's a portion of scripture, but there is a time. It's a dichotomy that makes sense. You work and then you rest so that you can work again. Right? You need fuel for the job. You know, like I remember Moses in the Bible. Moses was, you know, judging everything, doing this, doing that, doing this, doing that, doing this, doing that. And then his father-in-law said that, hey, buddy, you're going to burn yourself out. Get some other people that can assist you. He recognized that, wait, this guy was being burnt to a crisp. The Lord does not like when we burn out. That's the truth. The Lord does not like when we burn out. God wants us to rest. He literally created rest, right? Even Elijah, there was a time where Elijah was distraught and everything, right? The Lord said that, hey, Elijah, you should eat. After eating, Elijah slept, right? And the Lord, Elijah ate like a little, you know, he just ate a little. God was like, no, eat some more. The journey ahead of you is too great. Guys, God has created us for wonderful things. He has created us to do great things. But to do those great things, we need rest, right? And one thing I've noticed is many times you're going to have a much better perspective on life when you're coming from a place of rest. But if you're coming from a place of just stress, no sleep, no relaxation, even small things just get you completely, you know? So it's very important to rest. It's very important to rest. Physical rest is extremely important, especially for us in medicine. We're like, oh, I'm going to, because there will always be something else you can do. I'm probably almost not just preaching to the people listening to this, but also preaching to myself. There will almost always be something else you can do, but you need to take time to rest. Now, another domain of rest is responding to God. Do you want to experience rest in life? Then respond to God. Respond to God's instructions. Respond to God's instructions, right? The people that responded to God's instructions in the wilderness, Caleb and Joshua, they made it into the promised land. But the rest of the Israelites that did not respond, those over age 20, they did not make it into the promised land. The promised land was rest that was promised for the Israelites. You know, they had lived in bondage in Egypt, and God was like, hey, I'm going to deliver you from Egypt. I'm going to take you to your promised land, right? So the people that responded to God, they got into that rest. They got into that promised land. But those that did not, they did not make it, right? The Bible says in the book of Hebrews, I think you can see this in the book of Hebrews. It's said multiple times in the book of Hebrews. Let me see if I can find one reference. Read from the King James Version. From the King James Version. Let me see if I can find it. So let me start from Hebrews chapter 6. And then, should have prepared better for this very part. But it's a point I want to make. I think it's a really important point. From the book of Hebrews. Is the part that says, today if you hear his voice. We're going to get there. Don't worry. Okay. Okay, let me just look it up. I think that may help. So Hebrews, today if you hear his voice, All right. So Hebrews chapter 3. I was going too far in Hebrews. Okay, so Hebrews, sorry about that. So Hebrews chapter 3, let's read from verses 15 to 17. Hebrews chapter 3, let's read verses, okay, we'll read from verses 7 to 10. It says, wherefore, as the Holy Ghost saith, today, if ye will hear his voice, harden not your hearts, as in the provocation, in the day of temptation in the wilderness, when your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my works 40 years. Wherefore I was grieved with that generation, and said, they do always err in their hearts, and they have not known my ways. So I swear in my wrath, they shall not enter into my rest. I'm going to read the same thing from the New Living Translation, right? So Hebrews 3, verses 7, all the way to 11, right? Okay, that is why the Holy Spirit says, today, when you hear his voice, don't harden your hearts, as Israel did when they rebelled. When they tested me in the wilderness, there your ancestors tested and tried my patience, even though they saw my miracles for 40 years. So I was angry with them and I said, their hearts always turn away from me. They refuse to do what I tell them. So in my anger, I took an oath. They will never enter my place of rest. Right? Guys, when you refuse God's word, you're refusing rest. You're refusing that entrance into the place of rest. And let me tell you this. You want to experience the rest of God? You experience that rest of God when you obey his commandments, when your heart submits to his will, when your heart submits to his commandments, right? See, the life that is guided by godly desires is the life of rest. Rest on this earth and eternal rest with God in heaven, right? But whenever you live a life that is guided by human desires, it does not produce rest. It literally does not produce rest. If anything, it produces condemnation, it produces destruction, right? So again, don't harden your hearts at God's instructions. When you harden your heart at God's instructions, when you turn your nose at God's instructions, you're choosing a life that is for which rest is precluded, right? For which rest is precluded, right? So another element of rest. So the first point I made today was about physical rest. The second domain I've discussed is obeying God. When you obey God, you can be at rest because you know that, hey, I'm going in line with the will of God. And when you're going in line with the will of God, you are heading in the right direction. Now, what is the third domain of rest I want to discuss today? It is trusting God. Trusting God. When you trust God, it brings rest. Because guys, rest does not only mean sleep. Rest does not only mean sleep. Rest also includes, you know, like just being at rest in your mind, being at rest in your soul, right? Trusting God brings rest. Because I'm telling you this, guys, rest is not zen. It's a thing of the devil. Rest is not zen or whatever. Any of those new age practices that you see. No. No. Because there will be chaos in this world, right? There will be chaos in this world. There's going to be tough times in this world, right? But you can experience God's rest in spite of tough times. And one of the ways to experience the rest of God is to trust in God. Is to trust in God, right? The Bible says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Stop roiling in the world. Stop roiling in the dirt and in the mud of the world. Go to God. That is where you can find true rest for your souls. That's where you can find true rest for your soul. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. My yoke is easy. My burden is light. It is much better to serve God than to be a slave to the world of sin, right? In fact, I love what the Bible says. The Bible says, be anxious for nothing. A person that is a Christ follower can take that word and stand on it. I will be, it didn't just say be anxious. No, it says be anxious for nothing. Let nothing make you anxious. But in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. Right? So trust God. Trust Him. Pray about it. Pray about it. Thank Him for answering your prayers. Be thankful. And that can give you rest. Right? Let me tell you this, guys. Like, a Christ-following life is a life of rest. A Christ-following life is a life of rest. Because you're anxious for nothing. You truly commit everything into the hands of God. Now, one last thing I want to say before we wrap up this podcast is, be careful of when you rest. Timing matters. Do not rest before time. There is a time to rest, but there is also a time to work. You should not be resting when you should be working. For example, the Bible says, I must work the work of him that sent me while it is day. The night comes when no man can work. The night comes when no man can work, right? So the thing is, while you're on this earth, are you fulfilling the things that the Lord has called you to fulfill, right? Are you shining in your role as a teacher of the gospel, as a father, as a husband, as a mother, as a wife, as a physician? Are you fulfilling your ministry? Are you fulfilling your calling? Don't be like the foolish virgins. Be a wise virgin. The wise virgins, they were sleeping, but that's because they had put oil in their lamps. So again, while it is today, are you doing what the Lord has called you to do? Are you doing what the Lord has called you to do? Some people are resting when they should be spiritually working, right? When they should be being the light of the world, being the salt of the earth, they're resting. And then they're wondering like, no, then you should have no good expectations for eternity, right? So again, I'm encouraging you, don't rest before time. Right? Make sure that you're doing the work that the Lord has called you for. I must work the work of him that sent me while it is day. The day is for rest. The day is for work. The night is for rest. So what are you doing today? Are you sitting around languishing, not doing what the Lord has called you to do? You need to repent. You need to repent. And again, the first step in any of this is surrendering your life to the Lord Jesus Christ. So if you've not surrendered your life to the Lord Jesus Christ, I will encourage you to make that decision today. And if you want some guidance along that decision, listen to episodes 254 and 287 on the website. 254 and 287, right? Those are salvation podcasts because there is a cost to following Jesus. But that cost, you're not going to bear it alone. The Spirit of God is going to help you. The grace of God is going to help you. But there is a cost. But it is the best decision you can make in your life. So surrender your life to the Lord Jesus Christ. Surrender your life to the Lord Jesus Christ, and you'll be entering into a place of rest. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word we've heard. We pray for the grace to not just be hearers only, but also doers of your word. Give us the grace to rest physically. You know, to concern ourselves with the things of God. Your word says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, to put you as our first priority. Because in Christ, there is rest. In Christ, there is hope. Your yoke is easy and your burden is light. Give us the grace to trust in you. Give us the grace not to harden our hearts at your word. Give us the grace not to rest before time, to work when we should work, and to rest when we should rest. Have your way in our lives, O God. Give us the grace to trust in you and to be anxious for nothing. But in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let our requests be made known unto you. And that peace of God that surpasses all understanding, let it keep our hearts and minds. I pray, Lord, especially for anyone that may be listening to this podcast that is going through a mental health crisis, that is depressed, that is anxious, that is contemplating suicide. Heavenly Father, I pray that may your Spirit, your word describes you as the Prince of Peace. May your Spirit of Peace reach out to them. May you give them rest. May you give them peace. May you pull them out of the miry clay and set their feet upon the solid rock. May they realize their need for you and begin to run towards the cross right now, that your name might be exalted, O God. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for your word. Thank you for this time in your presence. For in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. So thank you for listening to me today until episode 394. Have a wonderful week. The Lord bless you. Shalom.